Rodrigo Duterte was sworn in as president of the Philippines just over a week ago. He was elected in part by promising to rid that country of drug-related crimes and corruption. But as Michael Sullivan reports, this is one politician who's making good on his campaign promises by any means necessary.
Since Rodrigo Duterte took office, more than 60 alleged drug suspects have been killed in encounters with police. Others have simply turned up dead with signs pinned to their shirts proclaiming their guilt. And Duterte, the man who ended his presidential campaign warning drug dealers he'd dump their bodies in Manila Bay, he hasn't taken his foot off the gas at all. Here's the former prosecutor talking to police the day after he was sworn in.
Do not me, but do your duty. And if in the process you kill 1,000 persons, I will protect you.
But he's also made it clear he will only protect cops who are clean. On Tuesday, Duterte named and shamed five police generals, two of them retired, for their alleged involvement in the narcotics trade.
I think he's really serious. It's not just propaganda.
That's Earl Pereño of the Institute for Political and Electoral Reform. He's writing a biography of Duterte.
A number of police officers have been known to protect drug lords. Not just police officers, even major government officials.
President Duterte says it has to stop, and few doubt his sincerity or his resolve. It's his methods some object to. Hundreds of extrajudicial killings in Davao City during his time as mayor there. And the template he applied there, critics say, might help explain the deaths of so many alleged drug suspects at the hands of police since Duterte became president 10 days ago.
Every single death that's being reported, they argue or claim that it is in self-defense or that the persons who were killed fired first. We need to get to know what the facts are.
Chito Gascon heads the Philippines Human Rights Commission. He worries about President Duterte's commitment to due process in a country where a culture of impunity and the people's sense of injustice and frustration with the system are widespread.
It's created this phenomenon that we now have where people want quick fixes. It's a bit like we're back into the Roman Colosseum where they collectively put their thumbs down and say, finish him. That's the mood that's emerging. It's really very dangerous.
But so far, voices like Gascon's are in the minority. This is Tondo, a notorious slum near Manila Bay. How bad is the drug problem, mostly methamphetamines, here? Emily Reyes, who's lived in Tondo for 28 years, doesn't hesitate.
Super, over, practically every
home. Super bad, in every household, she says, and the kids start when they're young. Reyes says she didn't vote for Duterte, but since the election in May, she's come around. Things in her neighborhood have already gotten better. Some dealers have already given themselves up, she says. It's better than getting killed. And she's not worried about innocent people getting killed by mistake. Everyone knows who the drug dealers are, she says. There won't be any mistaken identity. In his inaugural address, President Duterte acknowledged the critics at home and abroad who find his methods, in his words, unorthodox, verging on illegal. But as a lawyer and former prosecutor, he said, I know what is legal and what is not. You mind your work, he said, and I will mind mine. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.